Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
So it kind of sort of feels like a holiday week, right? The weather is cool, the skies are slightly cloudy. AccuWeather says it'll actually turn out to be blustery Thanksgiving Day. Only thing, we're talking rain coming through here tonight, so let's start in the Weather Center first to get an idea of what we're up against headed for the holiday. Meteorologist Brian Thompson in the Weather Center with more for us. Brian?
Yeah, a little rain coming in for what's going to be a busy travel evening, Larry. We have rain coming into western parts of New Jersey right now, and that's going to continue to spread eastward. Now, most of this rain initially is not going to be particularly heavy. It's going to be on the lighter side through much of the afternoon. Could come down a little harder at times into this evening, but this is not going to be a particularly heavy rain event. Again, much of the time, it's going to be on the lighter side, but it will be a pretty steady rain once it gets underway. That'll take us through about midnight tonight. Then things will probably start to wind down later tonight. We'll still have a couple of showers tomorrow, but by no means an all-day rain. And then Thanksgiving Day, the sun comes back out, but it's going to be blustery and chillier as winds will be gusting 30 to 35 miles per hour. Larry?
Ooh, sounds like a Thanksgiving to me. And as you can imagine, the weather is going to slow things down a bit, folks. Traveling by car tonight, in other words, and by air, too. You know, if it creates a delay in your flight tonight or tomorrow morning. AAA says between now and 9 o'clock tonight, it's going to get real.
90% of people will be driving. That's 73 million of you. The busiest days today, tomorrow, and Sunday. The worst time to hit the road today is between noon and 9 p.m. Tomorrow, you're going to want to get going before 11 a.m. And here's another big number for you. 1.2 million people will be taking a train.
Gio Benitez, by the way, the average price for a gallon of gas if you're driving is about $3.07, though it can go up to $4.60 per gallon in some parts of the country. Safe travels, everybody. Well, tis the season, and police say the early Scrooges are out, yeah, ripping people off. Police are on the lookout for a pair of guys who tricked an 82-year-old woman out of nearly $4,000. Cops say they pulled up to her in the parking lot of a shopping center at 2873 Richmond over on Staten Island last Tuesday. They told her, ma'am, your vehicle needs to be repaired because you ran over something. And she didn't know. Police say they told her, you're in luck, though. We happen to be mechanics and we can fix it for you. If you go to the ATM and withdraw about $3,800. Yeah, they took her money. Oh, that makes you so mad, doesn't it? How would they like it if somebody did that to their mom? Anyway, she says they took off in a white minivan with Pennsylvania plates. We got a picture of that van. If any of this jogs your memory, they want you to please call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. On a brighter note and more giving note, the Met Council doing some big things this Thanksgiving to make sure food insecure families and first responders are taken care of this holiday.
Many of these people in the South Bronx, like Michelle, went nearly 2 weeks without SNAP benefits and are just getting back on their feet.
It helps my family out a great deal. I appreciate everything I got. I have 3 kids and times are hard.
The Met Council is one of the sponsors of this event, giving away over 1,000 turkeys. And CEO David Greenfield says they were emptied out during the shutdown.
We're talking about millions of pounds of food. We made a pledge that during the government shutdown, we supply food to 200 pantries in New York, and not a single pantry would go dry.
They got a big donation to restock, making this event possible. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
In other news, 41-year-old Luis Marquez is indicted for murder in the death of his 47-year-old girlfriend, Carmen Lopez. That announcement today from Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. This is that story we told you about a week ago when a woman was found inside her apartment with multiple stab wounds. The court documents say Marquez stalked the woman at a club where she met with some of her friends on November 9th. They say he left and waited on her in a stairwell at her apartment. DA says when she returned home about 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, November 10th, there he was lunging at her when she came off the elevator, pinned her to the ground, and then they say he stabbed her all over at least 20 times and then went back to his own place. Her body was found later that day. Marquez was arrested on November 11th. All right, Wentz family, we've been given a challenge here. There's a study which suggests we should all try to find at least a week off social media. Oh, stop it. One whole week? And there's research which says it'll do wonders for your mental health.
The study found just a week off social media reduced anxiety, depression, and insomnia in young adults. Everett, a college freshman, said he's deleted apps off of his phone.
Felt like a lot of the time, like, instead of, like, doing my work or something productive, I would, like, look to get that next, like, dopamine hit.
A digital detox would be tough, though, for Leah, who is still in high school.
I think, like, it distracts me the most from my schoolwork. Like, there are so many, like, instances where I come home from school and just, like, go on TikTok and, like, forget about my schoolwork.
Yeah. The study found one positive. Participants said they felt less lonely when they were online. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at NYU.
I have a 17-year-old granddaughter, Kennedy, in college at the University of Arkansas. I didn't even call and tell her about this. That child would lose her mind. Gee, Daddy, no! Accessibility improvements announced today at the Church Avenue subway station in Brooklyn. MTA Chair Jan Oliver says there are new turnstiles and accessible gate for passenger circulation, modern fare gates, and a countdown clock. They also built a third entrance to the station and two new staircases, and they upgraded the ADA boarding area, including elevators. One of the other bigs and one of the biggest gripes, they've upgraded the map for disabled riders.
We are changing the map so that the map for people with disabilities, for seniors, for parents with strollers, for everybody, is the same as the map that you see on the subway car walls.
Lieber says every New Yorker should be able to use the subway with ease and without having to guess which way to go and where to find accessible amenities. And right you are, sir. Well, it's best not to think about what New York City streets smell like about now. But Fifth Avenue's famed shopping district is trying to change that by pumping in festive holiday scents.
Some people had to get up close.
Do you smell it?
Just barely. I have to stick my nose in it.
But others were breathing it in, the scent of pine and cinnamon wafting along Fifth Avenue, pumped from the decorative holiday trees and arches along the way.
It makes walking by the Fifth Avenue a great experience.
Are there other smells in the city that, like, aren't so nice?
Yeah. Everywhere.
Visitors and locals alike tell me.
Yeah, it smells fantastic. Very Christmassy.
Yeah. You like that going along Fifth Avenue?
Absolutely. It's wonderful. It puts you right in the spirit.
Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
So now I'm going to have to go down there and investigate that because I tell you what, well, you know what I'm thinking. Well, it wasn't me. It was the scanner. That's what a Long Island bar owner is saying about why more than 200 underage patrons were allowed inside the Celtic Crossing Tavern in Kings Park over the weekend. Did you hear about this? Melissa McDougall writes on Facebook that issues with the bar's ID scanner mistakenly verified fake ones. Hundreds of people showed up to a party Saturday night, which had been advertised on social. Police raided the place after receiving several noise complaints. Three bartenders have been charged with selling alcohol to minors. Authorities also recovered a loaded shotgun from the bar. The tavern will remain closed until 10 code violations are addressed. McDougall has promised additional precautions, including a new scanner to prevent future underage access. Well, noise complaints are up in the city. In fact, they topped the list of all 311 gripes. Now, there's an app for that. It lets New Yorkers track all the noise in an effort to help lower the volume. City DEP Commissioner Rohit Agarwala tells 1010 Winds how it works.
It has a decibel meter that allows your phone to turn that noise into a quantitative metric that is standard so that we can start populating a map so we can really compare apples to apples across the city and understand where in New York we have the most noise.
City officials will then target noise hotspots for enforcement, alarms, construction equipment, fans, loud music, traffic, Just some of the annoyances the app will track. NYC Noise can be downloaded now for Apple and Android phones.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.